All right. Item four, what is the main work of apostles? So a few of these things we can cover quickly now. Here is the main work of apostles. I'm just giving you a quick summary, a quick overview on this point. It is this: to personally represent Christ. Now, I'll add to that in a moment, I'll qualify it, but just take that piece of information. The main work of apostles is to personally represent Christ. We looked at this subject in some depth when we discussed what an apostle was earlier. What was it that made Christ an apostle? And it had to do with the fact that an apostle does not represent themselves, they do not speak for themselves, they always represent another, speak for another, they do not carry their own authority, they carry the authority of the one they represent. In Christ's case, the Father, in our case, Christ. And so the apostle is not here to represent himself, build his own kingdom, just plan his own ministry, worry about just his own piece of turf, and concern himself with his own success. No, you pass beyond that. The apostle is here to represent Jesus Christ in whatever way Christ wants to be represented to his people. But in particular, the apostles personally, they were saying personally represent Jesus to do what? To provide spiritual covering. Spiritual covering is a subject we will deal with separately in coming weeks. To provide leadership to the church, that is government. To provide instruction, that is teaching. And to provide guidance, that is wisdom and the resolving of issues. And all of this and more, they're doing that how? As personal representatives of Jesus, but in the security of loving, committed relationships. In other words, it's not some stranger who comes in. Committed, loving relationships are built and established, and it's very secure. And because of that, it's like kids in the home with a good mum, good dad, there's great security in that home. Especially when dad loves mum. Huge security. That's what it is to be like in the church. It's what apostles do. Now, to whom do the apostles provide this spiritual covering? It is to all of Christ's ministers, meant to be. All of the Lord's leaders all over the world are meant to relate to apostles and to those over them in the Lord, to spiritual fathers. Apostles provide this to all elderships, and elderships will be restored. These are other subjects we'll deal with yet. And they provide the grace of these relationships and this instruction, this spiritual covering to churches and movements. We move on. Item five. What is the main emphasis of apostles? We just discussed what the main work of apostles was, but within that work, what is the main emphasis? What are they mainly going to be talking about and pursuing? Two things. The main emphasis of apostles is two things. One is Christ, the pursuit of Christ and helping people to pursue Christ. And the other, like as Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Their passion is always Christ. And the second, relationships. Relationships within the church. Teaching you how to love, how to be of one heart, and so on and so forth. Can we prove this from the scriptures? Well, first of all, here's John's comment on it. 1 John 3:23. The Apostle John said, and this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. There's the two emphases. And if you go looking, you'll find this pair of parallel emphases in many scriptures. I know because I've done that search. Here's Paul putting together that same double emphasis when he writes the letter that we have in our Bibles called his epistle to the Ephesians. This is in chapter 1, verse 15. Paul says, for this reason, ever since I heard about two things. Ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. On the subject of an apostle's passion for Christ, here's one example from the Apostle Paul. In Philippians 3:10, and Paul says, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. This is the ultimate passion of every Christian. If so, the apostles must lead us into it. Now, what about relationships? The other passion of apostles is to help the church get their relationships right, walk in love one with another. Here's what Paul had to say. I have two verses, and I'm taking them both from the same chapter. These are just quick examples pulled out of the scripture. On this subject of relationships, you've got a whole New Testament written to address it. It's huge. But here are just these two verses. In 1 Corinthians and chapter 1, verse 2, he writes, to the church of God in Corinth, now look carefully at the phrasing, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be his holy people. See, all the emphasis is on called together, called to be a people, called to be one, called to be holy. And look at his very next word, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. It's always big picture of the church and build the lives of the saints together. Super important. And here just a few verses later in the same chapter, verse 10, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. And we can find many other passages to build, such an extensive case on that subject. All right, we've discussed in the last few minutes the main work of apostles and the main emphasis of apostles, and now a word on the goal of apostles. Surprisingly, to many, perhaps, the goal of real apostles is not the building of their own ministry organization. Not real apostles. Ministry organizations can get built, and Christ will build them, and people will join them, and we're not saying any of that's bad. What we're saying is the main goal of a real apostle is not focused on building his own organization. He's not trying to build a small kingdom. Nor is his main goal just the building up of a network of churches of which he's the leader. No, a real apostle has a twofold goal. This may be one of the most important things said in this lecture. A real apostle has a twofold goal. One, the maturity of the church and the oneness of the body of Christ. That's one goal. Bring the church to maturity, bring the church into oneness. And what's his other goal? The success of other people's ministries as part of helping the whole church come into maturity and oneness. The real apostle goes out to help other people be successful. Again, he is the servant. Remember we said earlier? He is the servant of all. We'll come back to that word in just a moment. Now, I want to add this comment on under the subject of the goal of apostles. Here is an important statement I want you to try and remember. The apostle will love what Jesus loves. If you've got someone in ministry who has other loves, they may be in leadership and they may be in ministry, but chances are they're no apostle. The apostle will love what Jesus loves. And so ask yourself, what is that? What is it that Jesus loves? And there's two things in the scriptures that stand out absolutely prominently amongst the loves of Jesus. One, Jesus loves the Father. A tremendous study in itself. And the other thing, he loves the church. The thing the scripture speaks about a great deal. These are the things the apostle will love. And very much in keeping with what I said was his main emphasis, Christ and let's love one another. But let's consider it now in this aspect of what does the apostle love. Not only does the apostle love the church the way Christ might love her. Yes, Christ's love is a perfection of holiness, fiery love. And none of us quite have that. But the apostle has this big heart, this great love for the church, and in particular, will labor for the perfection of the church, will labor for the maturing of the church, and all over the world. That, could I please say, that is the heart of the real apostle. Now here is scripture on it. This scripture is speaking of Christ, but I want you to see the apostle's place in it. We'll put it up, Hebrews 5, 25 to 27. Husbands, love your wives. Now look at the comparison. Just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless, that is what apostles try to do. Why? They are the personal representatives of Jesus Christ in the church, seeking to bring the whole church into this passion. They've been brought into it themselves, and they labor to bring others into it. So what have apostles got to do? I said, apostles love what Christ loved. Christ loves the church. Apostles love the church. What does Christ want to do? He wants to wash the church with the word of God. What do apostles seek to do? Wash the church with the word of God. What's their aim? To make the church a radiant church and to present this church. This is it. The apostles are not laboring to present the church to themselves. Now, in the passage, Christ's desire is to present the church to himself. How? As a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Well, the apostles are not trying to present the church to themselves as holy and blameless and radiant. The apostles laboring to present this church to Christ as holy and radiant. Do we have proof of this? Well, it just so happens we do. Here's 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 2, where Paul says to them, I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promised you to one husband, to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him. You see how these scriptures, they inform each other, they speak together. This is the real apostle. To me, there is no other kind of apostle in the world except this is their purpose. This is their heart. And we need to make that all the more clear as we go along.